The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Don Yeager in this week, and filling in for Bill Barty is Christopher Loyne. Good morning, Christopher.
That's right. He's here alongside of Don Yeager.
What happened
to
Bill?
Hey, good morning. You know, I think we kicked him out of the office for a few days.
He went AWOL on us?
Yeah,
away, maybe without leave.
Headed somewhere.
I see. Well, but I'm sure that his wife knows where he is, and that's all that matters,
that's
right?
That's all that matters, yep.
Kids aren't out of school, are they?
I don't think so.
No, can't be that.
Yet.
So who
I
knows?
I bet they're wishing to be out of school.
I don't know. Maybe they're paring down a Christmas tree somewhere. I don't know.
Maybe.
Whittling it down with a dull pocket knife.
That'd be fun, yeah. Well, not the pocket knife part, but.
Well, tis the season. The Christmas show has ended. You're a veteran of that fiasco.
Yes, this is the fifth year that I have done the Christmas show.
Oh my God, you've earned your sergeant stripes over there.
I've completed 5 years.
Five
and
tours of the park.
Yes, of the park. Five tours
parking
of the park.
At the park.
And that's a whole other story in and of itself, but it is quite a show. It is quite an event, and I think their numbers of attendance each year are way over 100,000 people. So it is, it's like a festival, a Christmas festival.
Well, we're going to change crowds because this weekend they've got a gun show.
That's right. I saw the billboards, the Dixie Gun and Knife.
And how come they have free parking for that and not the other one?
I would really like to know.
Somebody negotiates that well, don't they?
They do. They really do.
Who's getting that parking money?
Maybe Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? Well, that'd be all right if Santa's getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want Santa to be well-funded. Absolutely. Got to keep those reindeer flying.
Yeah, got to keep us on the nice list.
No, I tell you what.
Well, I watched the movie Elf the other day just by chance. It was on TV, and so I pulled out the DVD, and we sat down and watched it, and you can never see that movie too many times. Will Ferrell is hilarious. story is hilarious.
There are so many Christmas classics, you could probably... Well, you could certainly watch more than 12 Days of Christmas on Christmas Classics, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, gosh, you got to have the Grinch in there somewhere, and of course Rudolph and all the Hallmark specials that are similar.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, there you go.
And Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, yeah. Not to mention, like I said, The Grinch.
The Grinch. The old Grinch.
The old-time favorite.
The old original
Grinch.
One.
Got to watch it the whole time through to see the dog get run over by the sleigh and then go with
and then
his fingers
right.
Waving at the Grinch. The classic moment from The Grinch that stole Christmas.
That little smirk on his face.
What is that dog's name?
Max.
Aha!
Max.
Well done.
And there is a house near where I live in the Cotswold area that the guy who owns it has created a whole yard full of those characters from the original movie. He is the Grinch on the roof. He is Max hanging down. He has Whoville set up in his front yard. And for all of his kids that have gone off to school, he's themed a Who for each school. So there's an LSU Who, there's a Myers Park
LSU
Who,
who.
There's a UNC
good.
Who, there's all the Who's.
Well, and where is this at? We've got to send about 1,000 cars over there to see that this evening.
That's about how many they have. It's over near Cotswold, but unfortunately this year they have relocated, so we don't know where they've gone because the house got demoed earlier this year.
Who knows where Whoville so, is? Call in now.
They've been there my whole life, and now they're not there.
It's just like, where's Waldo? But it's where's Whoville?
Yeah, exactly. Across the city. I don't know.
That's a problem. Well, I tell you what, I drove by the elementary school on Harrisburg Road out in Indian Land just the other day, and I was quite surprised to see they have a collection of inflatable snowmen.
Oh, too cool.
Yeah, pretty
good for them.
For the grade school there. They've done well.
Yeah, yep. I would say so.
So everybody's getting the spirit here post-Thanksgiving. It's time to dust out those decorations and get them up, I guess, huh?
That's right.
When does McCaddenville fire up, speaking of traffic jams?
Well, speaking of traffic jams,
DJ says she's ready.
I was coming home from Charlotte with my parents on, I guess it was Monday, and we noticed that over the bridge there was no traffic to McCaddenville. So we said,
they went through the woods.
Yeah, through the woods. Why don't we just ride through? So out of character for us, we turned around and went through McCaddenville. Come to find out, that was opening night. There was no traffic, and we went through McCaddenville three times.
They forgot to tell anybody.
They maybe. I mean, we turned around twice. We passed other cars doing the same.
All right.
And it was fun.
So for you listeners that have just moved here, and I know there's a lot of you in Charlotte, McCaddenville is the place to be to go view Christmas lights. Now, you've got to really take your patience because it is a slow-moving traffic jam. Straight down 85, McCaddenville exit, follow the crowd, but it is spectacular. And no, you won't see any blue Christmas lights.
No blue Christmas lights.
Red, green,
and white. Exactly.
Per Mrs. Farr, correct?
Oh, I did not know that, yes. But wow.
Wasn't that the Farr company that
yes.
had the mills in and all?
Yes.
Mrs. Farr
yeah.
believed in red, green, and white lights only. And
how cool.
There are no other colored lights out there, but
wow.
It is spectacular. If you move to McCaddenville, I pity you because you've got to partake.
Right.
You've got to participate if you live in McCaddenville. It is, I'm sure, an ordinance.
Well, and pro tip, if you drive through, when you're driving through the town, turn off your lights.
Right.
So
right.
That's you'll be treated like a local if you do that.
All right. Now, if you've got a bunch of friends, the absolute best way to see McCaddenville is to charter a bus.
Yes.
We did that one time before I moved out to the country. I lived in Montebello, and we got a whole gang together, chartered a bus, took snacks, adult beverages, refreshments, had a bathroom in the bus.
Oh,
it
my.
Was awesome. That was the way to see McCaddenville.
Apparently.
Yes, sir. I recommend that highly. That was a rolling party to end all parties. So.
Well, I think your party bus was probably nicer than this one, but we passed a dump truck that had been converted into an open-air party bus. So it had lights all over it.
It's easy to clean when you're done.
I guess so. Yeah, just hose it out.
Yeah, just raise that bed up and let it fall in a pile. I'm all for that. I mean, that's like how many thousands of things can you do with a converted school bus, right?
Oh, so many.
There you go. So yeah. A dump truck, hard to beat a dump truck. Just need a ladder to get up in it.
Exactly, yes.
That's a little Southern engineering right there.
A lot of Southern
That's
engineering.
Right. You might be a redneck.
If
you're viewing Christmas lights from a dump truck. What specific type of dump truck was that?
I don't know. It was an old one, though. It was a big,
big
old
Peterbilt
one.
Or something.
Probably.
There
yeah.
you go. With red, white, and green Christmas
exactly.
lights, I hope.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, we're going to make a short break here on the Carolina Outdoors, and we'll be back with several guests. So stay tuned for more information and more fun things to do on the Carolina Outdoors.